Esther Centeno Caraballo, Esther E-S-T-H-E-R, Centeno, C-E-N-T-E-N-O, Caraballo is C-A-R-A-B-A-L-L-O. Date of birth is 10-7-1987. This is for date of service, 9-1-2022. Mrs. Centeno Caraballo is a 34-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management. She also has a history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. She also has a history of hypertension, myalgia, and a thyroid nodule many years ago, and gallstones. The patient used to be on levothyroxine, 88 micrograms daily. However, she has been out of this medication for about a year. She reports some occasional palpitations, dry skin, fatigue, weight gain, and she reports a regular menstrual cycle. She reports some thinning hair. She reports occasional compressive symptoms at the thyroid. Her last mammogram was in 2019. She tries to avoid red meat and only eats chicken and fish. She reports red, itchy hands at times, and she was given some gabapentin because sometimes this is painful for her, and she reports some relief with the gabapentin. She has a history of a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 7 to 8 millimeters based on thyroid ultrasound in 2018. Plan number one, for her history of hypothyroidism, we will restart her levothyroxine, 88 micrograms daily, and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to her return. Next number, I will also check for autoimmune thyroid disease, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level, as well as a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number, for her history of a multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done on 9/25/2018, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 7 to 8 millimeters. We will readdress this and recheck the status of these nodules during the follow-up ultrasound. Next number, the patient has a history of gallstones, and she tries to follow a very healthy diet, and she only eats chicken and fish and avoids red meat. I will check a uric acid level on this patient to assess for any abnormalities which may be causing some skin irritation. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.